Me too.
Well, I never knew Zaidi could be a chazan or a baal sakeya. But for the next 2 days of Yontov, he davened a blue shofar for everyone on his great-grandfather's shofar, like the most professional baal tefillah and baal sakeya in the world. He even learned the Torah from an old scroll that was still in pretty good shape, considering it was older than Zaidi himself. All the men sang along, and some even blew their noses and wiped away a tear. They even asked Zaidi to say a few words to all the misfollowers.
Rabbi, would you say a couple of nice words for the high holidays?
All right, I guess I will. It's appropriate that I do. Now, you know, I'm not from the big speakers. Where I come from on the Lower East Side, big speakers usually end up with small crowds. But I thought you should all know that today I feel like Yosef HaTzadik, because he was just as interested in going to Mitzrayim as I was in going to Hancock.
Hey, that's Bangkok.
Yeah, there also. But the Rebbeinu Shalom sometimes send us on trips to places we never heard of in our lives for reasons I have no idea why. But you can be sure that everything the Rebbeinu Shalom does is for a good reason. Even for my extended vacation to hang in Bangkok. So when we hear the sounds of the shofar, we should think of it like the voice of the Rebbeinu Shalom telling us to believe that everything he does is for a good reason and for the best. And then for sure, he'll bench us with a good year. And that's what we all want, a good year.
That was a great speech. We all loved it, right, everybody?
I enjoyed it very much, very moving.
I never heard you speak before in my whole life. We all enjoyed it immensely. Me too.
After Abdullah, Zaidi and I were surrounded by all the people in the little shul.
Oh, Rabbi, you were just outstanding. We all really appreciate what you did. I'm not sure which was better, the prayers or the blowing of the shofar or the speech that you made. It was all wonderful. We all loved it. Me too.
Well, thank you all. I wish you all a happy, healthy, good year. But it's already 8:00. I've got to catch a plane in an hour to Eretz Yisrael. Can anyone find me a Russian car service to the airport?
I'll take you to the airport, Rabbi.
Oh, Jeff, thank you. It's a really big mitzvah to start the new year. But please, let's hurry. I don't want to miss the plane.